StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Kaylee Paulus and her boyfriend Sam Solomon, both in their early 20s, talk about their relationship and their family reactions to Sam's transition from female to male.
You told your family you were with a girl. Then I decided a transition was the next step in my life. And then you had to tell your family again that not only were you not seeing a girl, you were seeing a transgender man.
Yes.
Who was the girl.
Yes. That was hard because I had worked on myself so much, working up the courage, I think.
That was really hard for you, this coming
out.
It
was really hard for me because, you know, my family on both sides are extremely religious and in different ways that are extremely extreme. And so telling them that I was with a girl was hard, but for some reason we're like, oh, it's a phase, you know. Oh, we get it, girls, but, you know, you'll grow out of it and you'll be with the man that you're supposed to be with. And so there was also a part of me that when coming out, you want to prove them wrong a little bit and you want to be like, I'm going to be with this person forever and you're going to understand that it's not a phase. And so then you transitioned and I kept that from my family for a long time because I wasn't willing to kind of admit defeat is almost what it felt like. Like they were like, oh, it's a phase. And it was almost like, yeah, you're right. It was a phase because now I'm with a man again. But it's confusing because it wasn't. Like, you're not a different man. You're the same person that was the person that I came out with. It's a little confusing. I told my mom, and she was really cool with it. She had a little trouble, I think, with the pronouns right at the beginning, but she was willing to try.
She still has a little trouble with
still
the pronouns,
has a little
but
trouble.
She tries.
My dad...
He's the coolest dude.
He's so cool, but I was really nervous to tell him.
He's also not here since you're here, and he's in Afghanistan, and you guys don't talk much. You talk
maybe once a week.
Once a week you Skype.
Yeah. And it's not a long Skype, so it's you got to get a lot in.
Now that this whole transition has happened, you know, a transition lasts about 6 years with the hormones and all that.
Right.
I'm about a fifth done with this. Did I make the right choice?
Yes, of course. Oh my gosh. You made the right choice for you. And I think that ended up being the right choice for us. You needed to do this and you were unhappy. You weren't presenting as your authentic self. And I feel like for your own sanity and mental health, like this is just something that you really had to do. And I think that's also how me and your family knew that this was the right move was because you were willing to risk so much.
Well, when I say choice, I mean that very loosely.
Of course.
It felt as though it was a choice between pretending I'm someone I'm not and becoming who I am.
Yeah.
Not a choice in, oh, maybe today I just want to change genders.
Right, exactly, but... exactly. And yeah, we don't want anybody to think that it's just a choice.
But I could have lost my whole relationship and my whole family.
Right, you have to choose between who you're meant to be or pleasing everyone around you. And you have to follow your heart.
Well, that's a complicated point because my heart was going in two separate directions.
Right.
I had this new girlfriend for 2.5 years.
Right.
Who I really was very, very into. And I had the person I wanted to become. And there was points in our relationship where I felt like those might not be able to happen together.
Yes.
And that was the toughest decision I've ever made.
Right.
Is knowing, well, what if I choose this and I lose this?
That was Sam Solomon and his girlfriend, Kaylee Paulus, from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Bill Johnson at WMFE. Find details and more stories at WMFE.org.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.